It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, Coach, welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so excited you decided to join. Before we jump in, I'd like to do a couple things. First of all, listen to our other podcasts. Go over and check out High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, the Funnel Down Defense Podcast. You will not be disappointed, trust me. And go leave a 5-star review. We love those. Also, before we jump in, I want to make sure I give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. They are awesome. They rock the world. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $400 off. Just mentioned Coach Unplugged or Coach Collins, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. You know, it's something I started because it was something I wanted as a coach. It's got everything, helps pay the bills for all of these free things that I put out into the world, but it's got everything that I would have wanted as a young coach, you know, from someone that's still a high school coach and has won at every level and won the state championships and been nationally ranked and all those things. It was something that I thought other coaches could use. And that's why we're the only ones that offer the 14-day free trial, because we want you to go kick the tires around. We want you to see the roadmap that we have set up for you to become a better basketball coach. There's nothing else like it on the world. And, you get me, you get one-on-one calls and office hours and all those things with me. So go over and check it out. I don't think you'll be disappointed. And let's head off to the podcast.
We're going to talk about developing your own basketball brand, and kind of as a person, as a team, and those kind of things. So we're going to talk about that as my phone goes off, but we're not going to edit it out because that's what we do at Coach Unplugged.
So what do I mean by this? We've already talked about social media. We've already talked about what it takes to win basketball games. We've talked about building a program. You know, I've coached almost 30 years, and I think it's really changed. And I've changed my theory on this a little bit, that I think each human being, especially in the United States, is a brand. And I tell my players that you have to establish your brand. What is your brand? Is your brand sleeping in on a Saturday morning? Is your brand, I'm going to go get 200 extra shots in every day? What's your brand? Because just like Kellogg's tries to sell Wheaties, I think Kellogg sells Wheaties, but just like those specific places establish a brand, I think as a person, as a coach, as a teacher, as a dad, I have a brand. Hopefully it's a good brand, that I sell every day. You know, when I get up to go to work, when I coach my team, when I teach my math class, when I father my children, hopefully that is a brand that people see and they respect, and then it's established It's the same with your players, in your program. You have to establish your brand. What is your brand going to be for your team? What is your brand going to be for your point guard? What is your brand, you know? And then specifically, especially when you do roles and things like that with your players, I think it's important to sit down and going back and looking at all that. What is your brand? You know, John, what do you want coach to see? And I tell kids on tryouts, it's like, you know, you got to sell something. You have to sell coach that I'm the guy that's going to dive on the floor every time. I'm going to be the guy that shows up early for practice. You know, that's why I think one of my pet peeves is people that show up late. You have to establish a brand. You have to establish what you want your brand to be and your player's brand to be, and definitely your program. You know, our brand early in my coaching career was we were going to outwork people. And, you know, I think that brand has been, you know, whether we weren't very good to when we got very good, I think my kids have always played really, really, really hard, taking a lot of charges, gotten on the floor, you know, every possession matters, you know, that's kind of been, you know, and the talent goes up and down. It's a little bit like a roller coaster, but I think you have to establish what you want that to be. And there's lots of things out there on the web that you can specifically talk about, but I think you as a coach, you as a person, your players as a person and a student, you know, what is your brand? I know as a teacher, I can tell you 3 months in, you know, what's Johnny's brand? What's Susie's brand? You know, are they a worker? Are they smart? Are they smart and lazy? Are they smart and hard worker? Are they, you know, the meticulous kid? Are they the fast? And, you know, everybody has it. You know, if you look in my room right now, my brand is definitely not neat. It is at home, but it is definitely not a neat brand in the sense that my room tends to be a little bit chaotic. You know, that's part of my brand, I think. You know, all my tweets is part of my brand. My life lessons that I put on my board every day in my classroom is my brand. You know, hyperactive, energetic is my brand. So I think you have to sit down not only with yourself, which is going to be part of the discussion group that we're going to have, but I think it definitely has to be with each of your players. So I think you have to establish a brand for your program. What is your brand? What is your mission? What do you want to specifically do? And then as an individual coach, and then your players. And I could have put a couple resources here. You know, establishing your brand. An article, 5 tips for developing unique brand as a prospective smarter here. You know, personal brand, operatives, tell us what it's like, creative statement, be proactive. You know, I think all of those are important because that won't work real well. And then this is the one that's really kind of the spot you want to go. This is Forbes. And it talks about, you know, branding 101, you know, how do you brand yourself? How do you brand what you're trying to specifically sell? So I think all of those are really, really important. And I'm going to put a discussion group in the class to kind of talk about that a little bit further. So let's use that as kind of our jumping off point.
Well, I hope everyone's liking these podcasts. I sometimes think I'm sitting in an empty room talking to myself. So if you like it. Please subscribe. Please leave reviews. Please do whatever. That will help us in iTunes. That will help me help you. So please, please really review. Please leave that 5-star for me. If you're going to leave a 2-star, you can not do it. But please go out and do that. Help me. By doing that, and then I can have more time to do more of these. And I have literally a folder full of stuff I want to talk about. It's just a matter of finding time. So please subscribe, please like it, and please leave a review. And we'd really, truly appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Make sure you go over and check us out on YouTube, Teach Hoops on YouTube. It's a great channel, always putting new videos up there. Also, make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom? Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.